Home care, this is Shanedale. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Lisa Turner, and I was supposed to start services with Advantage this past Monday, and no one has ever came to do that. And I need to know what I should do to get my services.
So, sure. So you're applying for yourself for home care services. Do you have a caregiver to sign up, like a family member?
No, I have already signed up for them. They told me someone would be here Monday, and they did not come.
Really?
Which
agency was that?
It's in Columbia, Missouri area.
Do you know the name of the agency?
Advantage.
Okay, so you actually reached another agency, but we do the same program. So if they didn't send you a caregiver, we will make sure that you get one. I can take your information, and I'll be able to assist you.
Okay.
Just to make sure, you don't have anyone, like a family member, someone you know that is available to be your caregiver?
No. My mother lives with me, and she's 81 years old, so she's not much of a sister.
Right. She could use services maybe as well if she's on Medicaid.
No, she's not.
She's not, and you are on Medicaid, I guess?
Yes.
What's your Medicaid ID?
I don't have it with me. Can I tell you my social security?
Yeah, your date of birth and social, yes.
496-86-3480.
Okay. Date of birth?
5-4-67.
1965. Let me see. Nothing came up with this information. 67?
67. My birth date is 5-4-1967.
Oh, okay. Let me try with that one. Okay, now I see it. Lisa L. Turner, 5855
yes.
Legacy Lane, apartment B in Ashland, Missouri, 65010.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
And that's in Boone County?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes. So, were you approved for hours yet?
Yes.
How many hours a week?
I get 2.5 hours every day, they said.
Oh, so 2.5 hours every day. That's about 17 and a half hours a week.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. So, yes, let me... So I'll take the rest of the information. So you said that you need a caregiver from our agency. Okay. So the next step is we'll have to call into the state and have them switched over the provider agency to our agency, which is the LOX. And as soon as they do that, we will be able to send you a caregiver.
Okay. What company is this?
The LOX Home Care.
The LOX?
The LOX.
Okay.
I want you to write down some information on a piece of paper because they will ask you for their Medicaid ID, so I have it now. I was able to pull it up, so I could give it to you
okay,
so you have it
a...
when they ask. Or I could text it to you. Okay. Could you check on the phone, on the messages?
Yes.
While being on the phone?
Yes, that would be great if you could text it.
Oh, okay, sure. Let me do that. Let me do that. Your number is 573-6240-501. Let me know if you got the text. I'm sending it to you now.
Yes, I did. But it didn't, I don't have my...
No, so the DC sends you now, it's called a DCN or Medicaid ID.
Okay.
I'll send it to you now. I just sent you just to make sure that when they ask for the provider agency, you tell them Deluxe, D-E-L-U-X-E.
Okay.
now I'm sending you the medicated DM. I'm trying to think what other information you will need once I transfer you over. I'm sending you a contact. If they ask for a number to reach out to, you can give them Josh's number. I just sent it to you as well. And again, you could text me anytime if you have any questions on this number, so I'll be able to help you.
A nurse weekly. I can get that for your service.
Yeah, so you said you're approved for 2.5 hours every day, so we'll find you a caregiver that will be able to help you.
And then, but so, does your service, do you provide, I'm praying for a nurse to come in once a week and do my pills for me.
Set up you said you're a pain
clinic? Yeah, my pain, my pills. My medication.
Do you have a nurse plus a caregiver?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we do the caregiver program.
Okay.
Okay, so your date of birth is 5/4/1967, and your address is 585 Legacy Lane. Okay, and just another minute, I'm filling out the information and I'll be able to call, recall the seats. Okay, now for the caregiver, what do you prefer, male or female?
Female.
Female. Any other preferences?
No.
Any morning hours, afternoon, when do you prefer the...
I prefer mornings because I need help getting dressed and usually around 8 o'clock.
2.5 hours every day.
And I prefer
What?
I prefer a non-smoker.
Non-smoker. That's what I wanted to ask you. Any pets are smoking in the house?
There's no smoking. But I do have a pet, and it's a little bitty dog that weighs 10 pounds.
One baby dog?
Yes, one is a Yorkie.
Yorkie?
Yeah, he's real little. He's 7 years old, so.
Okay, so now let me, what are your medical conditions? What do you need assistance with?
Okay, I have lymphedema, and they have to be able to put my lymphedema equipment on. I have rheumatoid arthritis, really bad. And right now, I cannot lift my arms probably above, just I can hold them straight out and that's it. I need shoulder replacements in both arms. And they're working on that. I just haven't been well enough to get it done yet.
Okay. What was the first, you mentioned before, what was the first medical condition you mentioned?
Lupus.
What?
Lupus.
L-U-P-U-S. Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. It wasn't clear. Okay. Lupus. Like, now I get it. Okay.
And also, I do not walk very well. I mean, at all. I'm in a chair all the time.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay. Got it. Okay. So you got the DCN, the Medicaid ID, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm so... I think we can do now the, I'll transfer you now to the state. Just let them know that you want to choose the Luxe Home Care, and we will send you a caregiver.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to over now again. Any questions you have, you could text me. I'll be able to respond to you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure. My pleasure, Lisa. I'll be transferring you over now. It might take like 3 to 4 minutes. And then someone will answer. Just stay on the line. Someone will eventually answer.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much. I'm transferring you over now.
Thank you for calling Home and Community Based Services. My name is Elana. Are you calling for yourself?
Okay. Okay. I'm here. I couldn't quite understand you.
Okay. My name is Elana, and I'm calling with the Home and Community Based Services. Are you calling for yourself or someone else today?
For myself.
May I have your name, please?
Lisa Turner.
What is a good callback phone number just in case we get disconnected?
573-624-0509.
And do you have your MoHealthNet or DCN number available?
Yes.
I'm ready whenever you are. Do you mind verifying your birth date for me, please?
5/4/1967.
Thank you. Do you mind verifying your address for me, please?
It is 5855 Legacy Lane, Unit B, Ashland, Missouri, 65010.
And what county are you residing in?
Boone.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any special communication needs such as hearing, seeing, reading, or writing?
No.
Okay. What can I help you with today?
I am wanting to set up services with Deluxe Home Health Care.
Okay. Pardon me. And it was Deluxe Home Health Care?
Yes.
And do you have their phone number?
Their phone number?
Yeah. Have you called them? Have they accepted you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me go ahead and put that request in. Is that Deluxe? Is it spelled D-E-L-U-X-E or no E at the end?
It is an E at the end.
It does?
Yes.
deluxe home care. Okay. Okay. All right, let me go ahead and finish that request. All right. All right. I put that request in for you. It can take up to 21 to 31 business days to get that provider change. A specialist will be calling you in that 21 to 31 business days to get that put in onto your care plan. We always advise that you stay with the current provider until that care plan has been changed. Do you have any other questions for me?
I have moved like 5 hours from where I did live in Missouri. And so I need someone really soon.
Okay, so you don't have anyone to help you?
No.
Okay, give me 1 second. Give me just a moment. Let me make some adjustments to my note, okay?
Okay. I tried to sign up with a company, and they were supposed to be here this past Monday, and they never did show up, and I cannot get a hold of anyone.
Okay.
I just keep getting answers, you know, we'll send an email to this person and they never contact me back.
Okay. I'm just updating everything. Okay. All right. I went ahead and it won't take 21 to 31 business days. Somebody will be reaching out to you very shortly. I did put that on high as you don't have anyone to help you.
Okay.
And so you're changing from Advantage In-Home Services to Deluxe Home Care, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, that changes some things. I didn't realize you didn't have anybody to help you, so I do apologize for that. So I apologize for the miscommunication. I didn't ask. I apologize. So I'm going to transfer you to an automated line that's going to give you the phone number that the specialist will be calling from. If you want, you can write that phone number down and get that programmed into your phone. I advise that. Keep your voicemails kind of cleaned out so that way if you miss their call, they can leave you a message and then you can call them back, okay?
Okay. Let me find my PIN real quick. I must have dropped it.
Are you ready?
Oh, yes, I'm ready now.
All right. I'll go ahead and get you transferred to the automated line. I want to thank you for calling in, and I want to wish you a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Transferring now.
You're welcome.
Please hold while your call is connected. PCCP request next steps. We have received a request to make changes to your HCBS care plan. We process requests by urgency of need and date received. Here's what you could do to prepare to communicate with a care planning specialist. Expect a call from 866-835-3505. Please add this number to your contact list so you know it is a legitimate call and not a telemarketer or scammer. It is vital that we have a way to leave a message if you miss our call. We will attempt to contact you one time, and you will have 10 days to return our call before the request is closed. The specialist assisting with your request will provide their direct phone extension. When you call, please wait for the message asking you to enter a direct extension to speak with a specific person. Call errors may occur if you enter the extension before prompted or too quickly. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet or Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. Questions to think about. Do you want agency model or consumer-directed services? In agency model, the provider agency selects, hires, trains, and supervises your caregiver. In consumer-directed, you select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver. Why do you need this change? What specific tasks need to be changed? Example, bathing, dressing, toileting, meal prep, laundry, medication setup, light housekeeping tasks, home-delivered meals, etc. What provider would you like to use? Please have the business name, phone number, as well as who you have been in contact with from that agency if you are transferring your services. How often do you need help with each task, and how much time does each task take to complete? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide a backup plan that includes names, relations, phone numbers, and the tasks that the backup person can support you with. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, or other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. We look forward to serving you. As a reminder, multiple status checks can result in processing delays from all parties.